We come tonight to celebrate the Last Supper Jesus shared with the apostles. Each time we celebrate the Eucharist, we remember the Last Supper. We remember what Jesus said and what Jesus did at the Last Supper. And tonight, we have the opportunity to reflect, to talk about what happened at the Last Supper Jesus shared with the apostles. At the Last Supper, Jesus gave us his body and blood. That's the most important when we celebrate the Eucharist, or when we remember the Last Supper Jesus shared with the apostles. Jesus gave us his body when he says, "Take this, eat it. Take my body, eat my body." We are so privileged to receive the body of Christ when we celebrate the Eucharist every Sunday, or each time we celebrate the Eucharist. We receive the body of Jesus. And then he says to the apostles, "Take this and drink it. Take my blood and drink my blood. Whoever eats my blood, my flesh, and drinks my blood has eternal life." We have the eternal life because we receive the body and blood of Jesus. This is what we celebrate tonight. We remember that night 2,000 years ago when Jesus shared the Last Supper with the apostles. At the end of the supper, Jesus said to the apostles, "Do this in memory of me." So Jesus recommended the apostles to celebrate the Eucharist. Jesus ordained the first priest, the apostles. He asked them to celebrate the Eucharist. Do this is the order to celebrate the Eucharist. So each time we celebrate the Eucharist, we remember what Jesus said. Take this, eat it. Take this, drink it. Do this in memory of me. And tonight, we are so privileged to remember and to celebrate with Jesus Christ. We are so privileged because we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. We receive the body, his body and his blood. But also, before the Last Supper, Jesus washed the feet of the apostles. Jesus washed the feet of the apostles because Jesus wanted to give them the example. The example of how we need to approach the Eucharist. But also to teach them what means the church. The mission of the church is a service, to serve. Jesus is the Messiah, is God. But Jesus humbled himself and washed the feet of the apostles. I love to do the washing of the feet every Holy Thursday, because for me, it's an opportunity to tell the parishioners, to tell the community that I am here to serve. I am your servant. I am here because I want to love every one of you. I want to serve every one of you. Being a priest is being servant. So all of us, priests, bishops, deacons, we are called to serve. That is why every Holy Thursday, I love to wash the feet of the parishioners. That's the message I want to send to everyone. I'm here, we are here to serve you. To serve you every single day. But not just the priest or the bishops. Because Jesus says, wash the feet of one another. He didn't say, you priest, you bishops, you need to wash the feet of the people. But Jesus gave us the example, everyone, to wash one another the feet. So we have tonight homework. Jesus gives us to wash one another the feet. That means when we wash one another the feet, we put the needs of others first. We put the needs of the hungry, the homeless, the needy first than our need. Washing the feet of others means humble ourselves to admit that we are sinners. Humble ourselves that sometimes we make mistakes. Maybe tonight you have to humble yourself before your wife, before your husband, before your children. You have to wash their feet. That means to humble yourself, to recognize maybe you have made mistakes. Washing the feet means to accept, to recognize that sometimes we make mistakes, to be humble. Washing the feet means to accept that we are sinners. Maybe we have hurt the feelings of someone. Maybe friends, brothers, sisters, and we need to humble ourselves and to ask for mercy. We have to humble ourselves and to apologize. That means wash the feet of others. And Jesus gave us the example. Jesus gave us the order. If you are Christians, you are believer, tonight you have to wash the feet of your brothers and sisters. Maybe your friends, maybe your co-workers, maybe someone close to you. It's invitation, but at the same time, is order. Because Jesus washed the feet of the apostles, he gave an example. Tonight, I want you to think about someone in your life you are going to wash the feet. I want you to think about someone in your life, maybe people around you. You are going to humble yourself, maybe to apologize, maybe to ask them to forgive you. Think about the people who hurt your feelings, or you have hurt their feelings. Because Holy Thursday, we celebrate the body and blood of Jesus. We pray tonight, we ask God to give us the grace to become Eucharistic people, to become what we receive in the Eucharist.